Welcome to the Pete on Software podcast, where we program with passion. This is the podcast that discusses technology, the business side of software, and the tech people that drive our industry. And now, here's your host, Pete Shearer.
Hi, and welcome to episode 48 of the Pete on Software podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about a question I ran across, and that question is, why do some programmers say that writing code is the easy part? What is funny is that I can think of only two types of people that would even ask this question. The first kind of asker that I can imagine is someone who doesn't program at all. When my wife stands behind me while I'm programming, the page literally looks like lines and lines of gibberish to her. I might as well be fluent in Klingon. To her, what I'm writing must be the hard part. Another type of person that might ask this or think like that might be someone who is brand new to coding. It no longer looks like Klingon on the page to them, but the idea that someone or a team of someone's could write an application that does X when this young developer finds forms over data applications a bit daunting makes the specific incantations that are managed to be, quote, hard. Now, most of you probably know that learning the syntax of pretty much any language is easy. There's a publisher called Sam's, and they have a line of books called Teach Yourself Blank in 24 Hours, right? Where blank is any technology you can think of. They're set up as a series of 24 one-hour lessons, and the title makes it seem like you'll learn the thing when you're done. I've been through a few of those books early in my career. Heck, Jesse Liberty's 24-hour C++ book is how I learned everything that I knew about C++ before I ever had to encounter it in the wild. But what those books really do is teach you syntax and a few very simple applications of that language. Nowhere in that book does it talk to you about how to consider security in your applications. It doesn't tell you how to consider rules or scale or how to avoid bugs, heck, or even how to debug errors of any kind of appreciable level of complexity. One of the hard parts about programming is just understanding the problem sufficiently. From there, you have to design the software so that it actually addresses the problem. You have to overcome technical and political obstacles in your organization or the marketplace. This is something that you have to get straight in your head, and then you or someone on your team has to communicate that to your teammates and then codify that into documentation. If you actually have a detailed specification of what you want to accomplish, writing the code to actually do something becomes easy. Let's pretend I ask you to write a method that takes two integers and returns an integer representing a sum of those two integers. That's easy. I've explained to you the problem, and in some languages, this can be done in a one-liner. Now, the hard part comes into the fact that you have to know what to do. What if someone passes two max value integers, right? That sum will overflow and your answer is going to be wrong if your language doesn't throw an error automatically. That kind of thinking about boundary conditions, things like that, potential inputs, all that, that's the hard part. In C#, wrapping your code in a checked block and then throwing an error or providing a predefined message that happened, that's the easy part. Even if you didn't know about a checked block going in, I Googled, how do I find if an overflow happens in C#? And that returned the MSDN documentation for checked on the first page. And for me, it was the first result of the first page. Writing that code is easy. Heck, even formulating proper questions for Google or Stack Overflow is a skill that many passable coders aren't very good at. I'm speaking from experience here. The way some people bring problems to me, or even some problems they do bring, you know, I ask why they couldn't Google that or why they didn't find it on Google and they didn't even know how to ask. The things they were Googling made no sense to me. I Google it, first result, first page. So being able to make proper questions is also another skill that I think is even harder than specifically writing code. Think about writing a novel. We're in November right now and it's NaNoWriMo or National Novel Writing Month. Do you think the hard part of writing a novel is actually writing out the words to the novel? No, if you've already thoroughly outlined the plot, detailed the characters, derived their backstories, and worked out the gist of their interactions, writing that down isn't terribly difficult. It isn't transcription, but it's definitely easier. But coming up with that stuff is hard. I know a lot of people who sit down with only a vague idea of a story and then are disappointed when they never finish their great American novel. It is the same way with programming. If you encounter a business problem and your first thought is that you need to open Visual Studio, Xcode, Eclipse, IntelliJ, Vim, Emacs, whatever, you're doing it wrong. Your first reach should be for a whiteboard and marker, a pen and paper, mind map software, something along those lines. That's why developers love whiteboards. That's why I carry a dry erase marker in my laptop bag. A, you can never trust that people are not going to have 100 dried up markers in their board tray. And B, I always want to be ready to design. You can use dry erase markers on whiteboards, you can write on windows, you can write on flip charts, glass cover tables, anywhere that has a surface you can write on, you can write on it. And half the fun is watching people freak out when you do. Super handy, and customers like that you are collaborating with them to understand their problem and hear their input. Even once you're done writing the code to the spec you designed, you likely had to deal with change along the way. You have testing concerns, you have security concerns and threat analysis, bug fixes, expectation management, estimates, all that. The trick is that too many people think that coding is the easy part, but then they also think coding is the only part. That's why it got popular to think that you could just outsource all of your coding work. Sure, if you have an airtight design and specifications, and you are an extremely effective communicator, outsourcing is pretty easy. However, people usually aren't those things. They think that they can just describe their problem in a few paragraphs and get back perfect working software that makes them happy. It doesn't work that way. Writing code is only part of being a programmer, and it isn't the hardest part. On to my pick of the week this week. My pick of the week is an app that's called QuickDraw with Google. So you can go to quickdraw.withgoogle.com. This application is an artificial intelligence AI experiment that uses a neural network to try to guess what you've drawn. They give you a thing, and you have 20 seconds to draw it, a dresser, a purse. Sometimes it was animal migration, right? You have 20 seconds, so you're not going to be detailed. This isn't artistry. These are quick thumbnail sketches, basically. And along the way, the AI is going to try to guess what you've drawn. At the end, you can drill in and see what it saw and as it tried to guess, and it'll try to show you what other people have done. I found it super addicting, and I played it for about an hour yesterday, so definitely check it out. It's fun. And at least it's also an indication of, you know, what's out there and the kind of things that you can do. And that kind of boundary pushing is always kind of interesting. So that's it for this time. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can find me at Pete on Software on Twitter or over at PeteOnSoftware.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.